and where they were not covered with the matting, they were varnished. Mm-hmm. Maybe a couple of coats of varnish kept on and kept clean that way. Well, those were two things I hadn't told you. Also, I hadn't mentioned the hanging lamps in our hall and dining room and parlor. We had beautiful hanging lamps. The one in the parlor had the little crystal things hanging to it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, what did you put, what was the fuel for those?
Fuel was oil. They had to be washed in oil like the others. And there was a subtle little pulley. You could pull them down to get them and to light them and push it back up. Now, those were used back there where we had electricity. You see, I hadn't mentioned that, but we were in the dining room over the table and in the parlor and in the front hall for those hanging lamps. They were all a little different. Mm-hmm. Now, the one in the parlor was fancy with crystal drops, you know, like we have today in candelabras. Mm-hmm. But now, I hadn't told you that. In the family sitting room, didn't have one. It just had the big lamp on the round table by the dish of apples. So it didn't have one of those hangings. But I don't think they had the three, as well as I remember.
Did you ever keep anything else in the dish? Did you ever put any other kinds of food?
Most always apples. We may have had oranges and all at Christmas time. But I don't know why. I don't know whether my mother was especially fond of apples or whether they were so pretty. The ripe red apples there on the table. It was on the compost that stood up seldom. The dish of red apples that Chinetti always had. Now the dining room, on one whole side was a china cabinet. It was built into it though. It wasn't one set out. It was a china cabinet built into it.
What kind of china?
Oh, all her nice china, kept in there.
What did you call that?
We called it the china cabinet.
But what did you call the china itself? What was the best thing?
Well, we called it a set of china, you would call it. Your whole set, if you had maybe a dozen of each kind, a dozen big plates, a dozen small plates, a dozen cup and saucers, a dozen soup dishes and all, would be a set of china.
And you had some silver too?
Oh yeah, silver came in sets too.
Now what came in that?
Silver didn't go in there. Silver, we had in there, at the bottom of that though finish, she kept a best table in it. There was a drawer at the bottom and best table in it. There was a sideboard with an upper shelf on it over there. Now on that sideboard, that sideboard had drawers that kept silver in. Silver was kept over there and drawers in that.
What things did you have in the silver set?
Well, we had the whole set, knife and fork and soups, big spoon and small spoons and a few and odd pieces. Probably not as many we have today, but we had odd pieces to it for using in the serving dishes, serving spoons. Mm-hmm. And we kept our silver over there, her best set and her next best set, we kept the silver there.
What about things to drink out of? What sort of?
Well, we didn't have silver goblets back then. I see it in my house, I had silver goblets. But we had just crystal goblets, I reckon. Mm-hmm. On the table. Of course, we had iced tea glasses, iced tea, and ordinary glasses, maybe some of the little low ones without stem. We had ordinary. Now, another thing I didn't tell you was on the mounds in a family room, not in the parlor. In the parlor, we usually had either a mirror like that or some scene, a picture, something over the mound. But in the family sitting rooms, you would always find an enlarged portrait of a grandfather, a grandmother, or some ancestors with a heavy, much carved frame around it. You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
nearly always. Way back yonder, when you went in the family sitting room, it's somebody specially honored. It was grandpa, grandma, or somebody. In that enlarged, of course,